Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. What an exciting show we got for you today. We're talking about transforming the Citadel, and I'm just going to tell you I'm fighting through a little bit of a head cold here, so if my voice sounds funny or I'm coughing, that is what I'm going through. But I'm here. I'm not backing down. I'm fighting through it, and this is the most exciting show we've done. There's no doubt about it, and it coincides greatly with real estate, and we're talking about the largest asset, I think, here in Colorado Springs. I know this is the largest asset here in Colorado Springs. 93,000 square feet is for sale right now. One of the anchor stores at the Citadel Mall, 93,000 square feet, for sale for $3.5 million. That's $37 a square foot, folks. That's unbelievable. It's unheard of. So very, very exciting. And then here's the kicker. It comes with 4 to 5 acres outside of the mall in the parking area there as well. So you can build on those 4 to 5 acres, and then you can also have 93,000 square feet inside the mall. So what I want to hear from you, the radio listener, today, and I want to talk about what you think is the best use of the Citadel Mall. Maybe it's affordable senior housing. Maybe it's sporting, like a Dave & Buster's, right? Maybe it's vocational schooling. There's already a charter school above it right now. Great use of space. And other cities have transformed these malls, these big box malls, these large retail centers, like even Rustic Hills. A lot of people have come up with the great ideas in these other cities, and they've transformed these malls. And that's all I think should be done. I think we can all agree there needs to be change. There has to be change. We have to come up with new, fresh ideas to revitalize areas like the Citadel Mall and the Rustic Hill Shopping Center. And so I just want to hear from you, the radio listener, what you're thinking, saying, Justin, I think this is a great idea for the mall, and I want my voice to be heard. That's the purpose of today's show, folks. It's Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, doing a live show here down at the Cardio News Radio Station. We got the phone lines open. So go ahead and call in, 473-1240. That's 473-1240. We'd love to talk to you, the radio listener, and get your ideas. Once again, Justin Hermes here, Real Estate Realities. We're on Cardio News Radio. Make sure you listen in during the break for the show sponsors. They make this show possible, folks. Very, very important to listen into the show sponsors. Once again, feel free to call in, 473-1240. We'll be right back as we slide into the second segment.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging with me. If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes here. If you got questions, feel free to call in. 473-1240. We're talking about the Citadel Mall, folks. The ideas you have, the radio listener, I want to hear from you talking about how we can transform the Citadel Mall. I think we got a caller calling in here. Sean. Sean, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How's your morning going, Sean?
Oh, man, productive. So I understand. I heard you're fighting through a head cold. That was me about 3 days ago, so I understand your pain.
Yeah, I love the timing on it, huh? It's just great. I'm like, oh, perfect. But it is what it is. It's the middle of winter, you know? Those things happen. So anyway, Sean, what do you do for a living?
So what I do for a living, I'm a shred driver here in town for Iron Mountain, and that's what I do for a day job, and then I'm an entrepreneur at night. So.
And what's the entrepreneur at night? Explain that.
So the entrepreneur at night, I've been looking for different ways to bring a new service, like a new mobile service here to town. And I'm looking to start a mobile bar catering service using vintage vehicles between 1940 and 1960.
That is unbelievable. Now, where did that idea come from?
So one of my mentors, I'm a part of the Thrive Entrepreneurial Network that is ran by Taj Stokes and managed by Andy Probst.
Oh, I know Taj. And great guy.
Oh, he's an amazing man.
Yeah, he's on the board with me down at Colorado Springs Rising Professionals.
No kidding. Heck yeah. And I know Zach Barker too. He's like, they're all amazing people.
Oh yeah, Zach's a great guy. He's the president of that organization.
Yes, sir. And he actually just got done a couple weeks ago with a 3-day course teaching all of us, like, okay, so this is all the stuff that we've taught you. Now here's the way you apply it in the real world. Let's go get it done. So these guys are the people that completely changed my life. So
what a tribute, man. That is awesome. I love just having conversation like this, but we got to get to the Citadel Mall. I'm getting off topic here. So
yes, sir.
Fire away. Give me your ideas,
yes,
Sean.
So with one of the ideas that I had, and I know we'd spoke about it earlier, I think it would be a really cool place to have like a safe meeting place for anybody that's doing like Facebook Marketplace or any social media marketplace, because especially in the era of COVID, you don't really know if it's where you're going is safe or if you can even access, like, hey, let's meet up and we can sell something at like Starbucks or any other open space. And you don't know if you can get in or if the person that you're meeting with is safe. So I believe it could be a good idea to have like a meeting space like that. Or Taj was also suggesting like an open market business area, like out in the parking lot or something where different businesses can fluctuate in and out and create income that way. And I was like, dang, that's an idea too. And I mean, just even for a first idea, that could really evolve into something if a bunch of people were to put some pen to paper on it.
I think it's fantastic. And that's the thing that's crazy is not only is 93,000 square feet for sale for $3.5 million, but you get 4 to 5 acres outside. So that's the kicker. I mean, this is a ripe for the picking, and it is one of the anchor spots in this Citadel Mall. And that's where really there's 20% vacancy in the Citadel right now, and it's really that side of the mall because there is no anchor store. So I just wanted to get the conversation going, and I appreciate you calling in, Sean, and giving your ideas because that is, you know, that's key. It's what it's all about is getting people together, collaborating, and getting creative.
I agree. I mean, it all starts with an idea and then it evolves from there. I mean, good ideas start from a spark. So
100%, man. That's great. That's great. Hey, Sean, thanks for calling in. We're going to run to the next caller. Have a great Sunday, man. Are we rolling to number two here, huh? All right. I like it. I like it. Who do we got on? Is it John or Ken? Ken?
Ken.
Kenny, how you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you doing today?
Well, it's a beautiful Sunday here in Colorado Springs. Pikes Peak looks amazing. Come on. I'm doing fantastic. What a silly question.
Yeah.
So anyway, what you got any ideas for us? Citadel Mall, that's what we're talking.
Well,
come on.
I just recently retired here to Colorado Springs, and I'm not real familiar with the area you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you where it is.
Where is this
Citadel? Citadel Mall. It's right off of Platt there. It's just on the north side of Platt. And what I'll tell you is you look at the map of Colorado Springs, it's right in the middle. And all this growth we got going on off of Powers, right? And the growth downtown,
yep.
We need something to connect that. And that's where the Citadel Mall is. And that's why I'm so focused on it. And being a real estate guy, I think it can be the biggest asset, really, here in Colorado Springs. And what I would say is that there's a 20% vacancy right now. We talked to Sean, the caller, earlier. And that's the biggest thing, 20% vacancy. And it's really because there is no anchor store down at that end. So you got any ideas what you'd like to see down there, Ken? Any ideas?
It seems like with such a low inventory of housing that something to do with affordable housing might be a good idea. It's like you said, essentially located, it's downtown. It helps revitalize people getting closer to downtown to help those stores and shops. And I would think that some type of housing would be at least a partial good answer to so it sounds like a large building. So
boom, there it is.
Partly,
that's it. I love that. I love that, Ken. I mean, that's, you know, we talk about affordable housing and people needing places to live. And, you know, we're building these new apartment complexes, but, you know, you're asking rent of $1,600, $1,700. We could transform these, you know, current spaces and, you know, you could still make a good money as an investor, you know, $700-$800 a month. And that's the affordable housing I believe we need.
Yeah. I mean, some of these places you look at, I moved here from Florida. I mean, I think about how Disney does it. It puts their hotels, but they surround the hotels with stores and shops and convenience for people so that they don't have to leave to spend their money unless they choose to. But, you know, any kind of like restaurant in there, restaurants even, or little knickknack shops that could keep people busy during the day. It would have life in the building, not just residences, something like that. It's like, I guess we call that cross utilization.
Yeah, we're kind of work, live, play environment. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, I think I appreciate you calling in, Ken. Thanks for taking the time to call in. And, you know, this is what it's all about, is getting people's ideas, because, you know, the more we collaborate and talk to different people, and like, you know, you're coming from Florida, so it's great because you have a fresh new perspective. Rather than somebody who's a native to this town, you know? So that's what we need is, you know, a voice from all different walks of life in different areas.
Well, good luck with it. Hope you can win your seat and make some changes happen for the good.
Awesome. Hey, Ken, thanks for calling in. Have a great Sunday.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, we're going to roll to the next caller here. Who do we got on? Patrick? John? John,
hey,
are you there?
Hey, Justin. Yeah. Hey, longtime listener. Love your show.
Hey, I appreciate that. You sound like you got a nice chipper voice there. You should be in doing radio yourself, sir.
Definitely don't have a face for TV, that's for sure.
That is great. I love it. I love it. How's your Sunday going?
It's going very well. Enjoying this nice weather we got going on. A little brisk, but yeah, beautiful. How's your Sunday going?
It's good. I made sure to apply my sunscreen twice this morning, you know, just to be safe because the rays are really out there today. all joking aside, John, tell me a little bit. You got any ideas for the Citadel Mall?
Well, I'm kind of curious. Are we trying to repurpose it, or are we just trying to kind of bring life back to it? Is it what's your plan for it? Do you want to make it back into the same thing that we remember it as, where it's a bunch of restaurants and stores, or are we trying to find something new for this old beast?
That's a great question. I love it. I love it. You know what I would say is it's just transforming it, really. And what we look at other cities, what they've done with these big box malls, they've completely transformed them. And obviously, it's a dying industry, right? You got these big malls, and you know, you got Amazon coming in, all the online, and these markets have really struggled. You know, even look at JCPenney's. You know, they're going through a bankruptcy, and they're one of the owners over there at the Citadel Mall. They own their anchor store. But right now, I look at just what can we do now, right? That's the thing. How can we move the ball down the field a little bit instead of trying to bite this all off at once? And that is 93,000 square feet for sale for $3.5 million. Comes with 4 to 5 acres outside the mall. And all I would say is let's get creative, whether it's affordable housing, whether it's maybe indoor, you know, sporting, maybe it's vocational school. I'll tell you right now, a short-term lease actually is going on over there. I talked with the agent this week, and USA Boxing has got a couple rings set up over there, and they're doing some boxing. Right away I said, well, that'd be fun. Maybe we should go over there and bet on some of the boxing matches and, you know, get a bar opened up and a restaurant, and that would take off, you know? So I just think it's different ideas, being creative. And if we could get something in the space right now that is vacant, and I think that would really uplift the Citadel, and I think it could take off from there, you know?
I agree. And I think definitely thinking outside the box like that is what we really need to do, because like you said, Amazon's replacing all these former stores. And I mean, we still want to give fair and open competition to a lot of these folks, but at the same time, maybe just repurposing them for, you know, a new industry is probably what's best for everyone.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's it. I think it's, you know, online's great. There's the convenience of it. But come on, we got to get back to the heartbeat of America, and that is the small business. And, you know, going to the mall, trying on a pair of shoes instead of just ordering them. And I really do think, you know, it's part of America first. That's a big part of it, because, you know, you're ordering these things online. There, a lot of them are not coming from the United States of America. And we got to remember, we got to support the people living, working, you know, here in our country. So, John, what line of work are you in?
So I'm actually in the military.
Fantastic, man. That's what we love. That's what makes America great. People like you, man, fighting for our freedom. What branch are you in?
I am in the Navy, actually.
There you go, man. That's great. Well, we appreciate you calling in, John, and appreciate your service and, you know, just getting the conversation going about the Citadel. It's exciting. It's very exciting. You got any parting words for us, John?
No, you know, love you. Love your show.
I'm feeling the love, baby. I'm feeling the love. That's awesome, John. Hey, have a great Sunday, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, Justin, for taking the time and talking to me.
You got it. Take care. All right, folks. Hey, we're going to slide into a commercial break here. Right, Maddie, what do we got? Open lines, 473-1240. Call in. We're going into a break, but 473-1240. Make sure you call in. So you're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. We're talking about the Citadel Mall, folks. We ran a big article in the Gazette. You can read about it. We're talking about transforming the Citadel Mall. Your ideas. That's what I want to hear from you, the radio listener. Your ideas for the Citadel Mall. We're going to have about 10 minutes left, so we got some time for some other callers. But just remember, we're going into a little commercial break here. And remember, listen to show sponsors. They make real estate realities possible, folks. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Cardio News Radio. Call in 473-1240.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Thanks for hanging with me here. Justin Hermes, Cardio News Radio. We're talking about repurposing that Citadel Mall, folks, transforming the Citadel Mall. Other cities have had great success doing great things with these big box malls. And I'll tell you right now, it is sad. They did have a shooting there yesterday at the Citadel Mall, and we've had crime over there. You know that, the radio listener just looking at the news and being informed here in Colorado Springs. And that is, you know, leads great into the show we're talking about today is how can we revitalize that mall? And a lot of that, you know, just comes from you, the radio listener, talking about different ideas you have with the mall. And what I would say is, you know, if we revitalize that area, this crime will definitely go down. There's no doubt about it. And we owe it to the people in that area of town to repurpose, revitalize the Citadel Mall as you see fit. 3.5 million, 93,000 square feet for sale over there right now. Comes with 4 to 5 acres outside of the mall. And it's a great opportunity. And I'm not saying the city needs to get involved. I think we can just make it investor friendly, remove some of the red tape, and get this, you know, what used to be a prized possession of Colorado Springs, folks, get it back on its feet. Get it firing on all cylinders again. Anyway, that's enough blabbing for me. We're going to go to the radio listeners. We got Olivia on the line. Olivia, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Fantastic. How's your Sunday going, Olivia?
Oh, my goodness. It's great. It's beautiful in Colorado Springs today.
That's right. We live in the best city in the country. And you know what? We live in the best country in the world. So what does that make us? Best city in the world, baby.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Justin, I had a question for you.
Fire away.
Okay, how are you going to get the city involved in this project of yours with the Citadel?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm a big believer in less government, the better. The less government is involved, less, you know, the city is involved in this, the better it is. Really, we just need to bring the limelight back to it. And if the leaders of the city just start talking about the Citadel Mall and they make it investor friendly and say, hey, we're going to make this so easy, whether it is transforming it into affordable housing, the different zoning processes you have to go through with the planning commission, it's just making it investor friendly, lowering the barriers to entry is a big part of the process. And that's all I think the city has to do. They don't have to get any money behind it. They don't have to put in a TIF, which is a tax improvement fund we saw down at Ivy Wild. Don't have to do those things. All they really have to do is just say, hey, we're going to make it very easy. If you come in with an idea, we're going to make it very easy as far as code goes and far as zoning goes to get them all back on its feet. So that's where I think the city plays the greatest role. And if we give the limelight back and the discussion starts, there's no doubt in my mind we'll have an investor come in and get it where it needs to be. I mean, have you been over the Citadel Mall lately, Olivia?
You know, I haven't been there in a couple of years just because of the crime and everything going on.
There you go. I mean, that's it. So I think, I mean, really, it's crazy. You know, a couple of years. You know, that used to be a mall that people would go to every week. Growing up in this town, I remembered the excitement behind the Citadel. And how old are you, Olivia?
I am 30 years old. So, yeah, I remember the Dillard's and everything down there. It always was a big memory, and now it's gone.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, that's where I believe we have to get it back on its feet. We have to start the discussion, and it's only fair to the people who surround the Citadel Mall, who live in that area, and we have to make it a priority for Colorado Springs. Is there anything you think should be done over there specifically?
I don't know. I've been following your campaign on Instagram, and I feel like everything you're talking about really resonates with me. I think that your plans are really, really solid. And so I just was curious if the city would get involved, but you definitely answered my question.
Cool. Thanks so much for calling in, Olivia. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah, thank you. You too, Justin.
All right, take care. All right, folks, we're rolling the next call. Jeez, oh, Pete, I fell asleep at the wheel. We got Lawrence on the line. Lawrence, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I mean, I almost fell asleep there in between the phone calls. Jeez, OP. And I'm dealing with a little bit of a head cold. But other than that, Lawrence, I still live in the best city in the world. So what do you got for me, sir?
So the situation in which you need to change for the mall, one of the things we need to do is make affordable housing around in that area. Because if you don't have affordable housing, you're not going to have anybody who's actually going to become a patron of the mall. We also need to kind of start to dress up the area itself. So as you said, you don't wish to have the government step in to take care of things. I don't think it's so much having them step in and take care of things. They need to start to advertise the mall itself. You know, I go to the mall quite a bit. I love to walk around, talk to the owners there, to the people, the salespeople. They're saying themselves, we've got to do something to change the appearance of the mall and the services that they have.
You hit the nail right on the head there, my friend. I mean, that is exactly what it is. And what just hurts me is, you know, we see all these new apartment complexes going up and it's not affordable. You know, the average rent right now in a two-bedroom is $1,200. And if you transform that area in the Citadel right now, that's 93,000 square feet, you could easily make a good profit as an investor. And you could be renting out a 400-square-foot, 500-square-foot studio for $700, $800. And that's the affordability we need, Lawrence. And I think also then you're going to see more businesses come in the Citadel, more restaurants, because they have a captive audience. You look at what happened with the Chapel Hills Mall up there. I mean, look at the Sears, right? It's getting transformed by an Arizona investor into apartments. So why are we not doing that at the Citadel?
Right. But one of the other things we need to take a look at is to sell it as a whole unit. We can do everything from private colleges that can go in there and expand their educational base, allowing them to intermingle with classes. We could do that. We can also take a look at turning it into a military academy. As you said, we have many military bases here, but we don't have a lot of space to bring them in to train them. So that can be a component that can join with the Air Force Academy, but still allow it for visitors to come in to take a look at how the things are done. We step that up, we bring more money into that side of town. But you are correct. If we don't get affordable housing and we don't get better jobs at a better paying rate, we will not be able to sustain this town. We've already lost one base to Alabama. So we need to make sure to keep the other one. So to transform that situation, it will take a bit, but you got to get the right stakeholders into it. Lawrence Joseph Martinez, I ran for the mayor twice for this city against John Southers. One of the biggest things I said, if you elevate those who are on the lower end, everyone follows by being elevated just as high or higher. So that's one of the things we need to do. We need to reinvest in people. And we need to reinvest in invigorating Colorado Springs for those who have been living here so long but have yet got a chance to move up.
I think that's, Lawrence, I really appreciate you calling in because that's the advice we need. That's what we need to hear from is you, the radio listener, your ideas. And I think it means so much. You know, everything you brought up there is exactly what we need to be focusing on. And we have these vacant commercial spaces that we can use instead of going and building new developments. We can focus on what we already have and start filling these spaces, just like the Rustic Hill Shopping Center. So, Lawrence, thanks so much. We got to roll. You have a great Sunday. Thanks so much for calling in, sir.
You betcha. Have a good one.
Take care. All right, folks, very exciting show. Just remember, you can tune into Spotify and listen to this again. If you want to call me directly, you can call me on my cell phone number. It's 719-232-1063. I want to hear from you, the radio listener, your ideas. That's what means so much to me is collaborating. And if we put a ton of minds together, folks, it turns into a winning program. Like I say every day, it's fun talking home, mortgage, all this jazz. Most important thing is using the gifts God has given you. You've listened to another show, Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes, Caredo News Radio.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.